It's not as easy to be forgiven as you would think. It's more natural to think that I'm going to atone. I'm going to find a way to pay my debt. Master, master, please give me time. I'll pay off the debt. But the kingdom of heaven, the reign of Jesus, it has pity on you. He doesn't want you to pay him. He doesn't want you to owe him. He wants it all to be free. To let it go, to take it away. 10,000 talents, more than you could possibly imagine. All gone. Your sin, all gone. In the death and resurrection of Jesus. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and with just a moment here, what a lovely psalm, Psalm 20. Made me think of baptism all the way through. Did you see why? Now, it's a prayer, right? May the Lord answer you. May the Lord send you help. May he remember you. May he grant you your desires. May we shout over your salvation. I know that the Lord saves his anointed. I mean, this is so cool. This is the key here, right? The anointed of Israel. This is the word Christ, the Mashiach, the one who has oil poured over his head to make him king. Crazy thing. Jesus, king of Israel, son of David, never had oil poured over his head to anoint him. The prophet came to him. The prophet said, "You're going to be the king. You're the one." And he did pour something over his head, but it wasn't oil. It was a change. It was a New Testament. He poured water over the man's head and anointed him in the place of sinners to stand as Israel reduced to one for the sake of his reign over all the universe. And this is the marvelous little thing now. He is not the only anointed one. But he said, the mark of my reign, the stamp is my anointing of you in my own baptism. Not a different one, not your own, not just yours. No. But his. Go on to all nations and baptize them into what? Into the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, while some trust in chariots and some in horses, we baptized into Christ. We don't trust in the water, not by itself. Water cannot do such great things, but water included in God's command and combined with God's word, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Though all else collapse and fall, we shall resurrect and stand upright on that great and marvelous day, which honestly, my friends, it is just around the corner. The Lord has saved the king. He's raised Jesus from the dead. Now he's going to answer when you call. He already has. Before the prayer was on your lips, he sent his holy baptism to wash you clean. Sharper Iron coming up. Hope you're ready.
Oratio is a production of KFUO Radio, Christ for you anytime, anywhere since 1924. Text the letters KFUO to 41444 to join the legacy with your tax-deductible gift.